Spin 103.8. You're welcome back to Spin Talk, the third and final day of Seminar 2017, live from the RDS with Lauren. My next guest, let me just reel off all the ways they explain who you are on the Seminar website, Riyad. A journalist, YouTube content creator, LGBTQ rights activist. He's worked with the BBC, RTE, MTV, Spin 103.8. Woo! 98FM as well, our sister station. He went viral in 2015 and has over 27 million views on his YouTube channel. But he's just Riyad to us.
And just the May. How you doing, Lauren?
Hi, it's Riyad Calvin. Oh, you brought your mom. We're so excited. Yeah. Lorraine is here as well.
Hi.
Star of the YouTube videos. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, here for seminar for a couple of days. And God, I'm loving it. Just straight off stage. Those kids are so inspiring.
I know I was listing off all the stuff that you've done, being like, yeah, whatever, it's just Riyad. But it's all amazing. And you're incredible. Oh. And everyone at Spin is so proud of you.
Oh, thanks. Well, Spin was where I started.
Uploading your videos, being like, will I put this up? Do people care? Will I talk about this? We were like, yeah!
And the funny thing was, do you remember my first day on air?
Yes.
It was Lauren Kelly here, used to be the head of news in Spin, and you trained me up as a newsreader. Yeah, you did. And you held my hand, physically held my hand, as I did my first bulletin on a Sunday afternoon with Owen McDermott, bricking it, and completely balls it up. And hence why I'm not a newsreader anymore.
But you're looking at you now. You were like, I need my own channel. And you went to YouTube.
You know, YouTube is amazing. It's given me so many dream come trues in the last like 2 years. It's unreal.
Well, that's what you were talking about today, is making your dream a reality. Mm. You did that. You did all of that. You took all your experience, everything that you'd done, and you were like, right, well, I want to do my dream job, and this is what I think it is. I'm going to go do it.
I think what changed everything for me was forgetting about waiting for an opportunity to come your way or waiting for someone to give you an opportunity. It's about going and creating something for yourself. I thought, okay, I want to work in television. No one's given me a job on telly. I've got the Spin of thankfully trained me up and given me confidence on the radio. How do I go to the next level? And I was just sick of waiting around, Lauren. So then I set up the channel. And at the time, YouTube's tagline was broadcast yourself. And that's exactly what I did. And it was mad to see that after getting Mom on the channel, because she's hilarious, we were getting more views times five than any primetime television show here in Ireland. And I thought, okay, we're onto something here. Maybe I should keep doing these things, filming these videos in my bedroom while drinking wine. And
But you're also honest. And like, yeah. I don't know, Lorraine, if yourself and Sam were a bit apprehensive about some of the content and some of the things that Riyad wanted you to talk about on YouTube.
Yeah, I was quite nervous. But when we got the reaction from people, I was expecting people to say, oh my God, that's terrible, you're mad. But the reaction and the lovely comments just made me want to do it with Riyad more.
Anytime I come home, I arrived in last night and she goes, so you brought your camera, yeah? How many videos are we doing? She's got the bug, she's a media whore, and I've bred this monster. And it's fine though, because it brings so much joy into our life as a family. We get to travel the world together and see different places, and I wouldn't change for anything. And anyone that comes up to me and says, you know, I'm thinking of maybe setting up a blog or maybe setting up a YouTube channel, do it. Forget the begrudges, forget the fear, don't worry if anyone calls you cheesy or corny. If you're creating stuff, you're already winning.
Yeah, do you need a thing? Like, do you need something? Like, lots of people want to be famous and want to be famous for doing nothing. Like, look, Riyad, you talked about a lot of difficult times in your life. You talked about issues that mattered to you. That was your thing and you made it something. Just going on and doing nothing, I don't know if that's going to amass the followers that you have.
The problem is it's so saturated now. It's not like YouTube 5, 6, 7 years ago where you could go on and if you're kind of funny, you'd kind of be okay. Or kind of talented. Now you've got to go on and shout louder than the millions of creators that there are out there. So find a niche, and if your niche is like many others, like you're a beauty blogger, how can you add something to that conversation? So find a niche within a niche. Maybe do makeup while on the top of a really tall building. Something crazy. Or eating like really fatty food. Something funny. And if you make it your own and you're confident and you're personable. See, the thing about YouTube is it's not like television in the sense that it's not rehearsed. It's not overly fancy. There's not like loads of lights and production. It's a real person speaking about real life. It's lightly edited. And that's why you connect with it, because you know that it's just like you that you're watching on the screen.
How's life been since making the move over to London? Was it everything
mental
you hoped for?
There was many, many mornings waking up and crying in the shower thinking I got to go back to Bray. I miss Bray. I miss Seafront. And now I finally found it's my home. I love it there. I love coming home here. But the fellas are gorgeous. The social life is good. And I'm really... Did you just call me a slut on air, Mom? Oh my God.
Your mother is such a
I know, she's amazing. But the one thing that I think is the reason why I moved and why I'm happy to stay is the BBC were so, so brave in taking a risk on this mental case off the internet and giving me a show. They didn't have to do that. And I think by them doing that now, it's made a lot of other things happen. So I'm happy that I took the jump.
LGBTQ activist. How do you feel about that title?
Well, I always call myself an accidental activist. It didn't happen on purpose. I didn't go, I am going to change people's opinions about a full sect of society because I think it's right. No, I just started talking about my own life and I thought, I've been bullied, I've been discriminated against, I've been made feel sick and wrong and other, and that's not okay for young people. You know, it caused me a lot of pain. I was in the closet knowing I was gay for 4 years. I hated myself, and I didn't want anyone ever to feel that way again, especially people of the age who are here at Zeminar. You know, they're at a formative age, they're trying to figure out, like, you know what teenage years are like. It's awful, it's hard. And if you add on top of that the fear of coming out and not being accepted, then it's 10 times harder. So that's why I started, and it just started to take off. You know, like when we had the same-sex marriage vote here in Ireland, I think we were together in Spin that day in the office. CNN called, NBC called, hey, we're looking for a young activist to come on air. And there I was before I knew it.
Like, I'll do it.
In America, speaking to all of America at Dublin Castle live. Like, so yeah, gays are good, like them, please. You know what I mean?
Lorraine, let's bring you back in for a second. Can you put into words just how proud you are of him?
Yes. Immensely proud. I just think he's very brave. He's ballsy. He's a lot braver than I would have been. And when he left me, I had to learn how to build up my own confidence because he would be the one that boosted me. I'm immensely proud. And he works really hard and he deserves everything he gets now in the future.
And you know, I think opportunities like the ones that I've been given and so lucky to have are made even better when you bring mates and family into it. So she's on the journey with me every step of the way. If I get a call from someone and straight on to mother, you never guess what happens. And you know, she's in London in a couple of weeks watching Les Mis with me. And you know, we're best mates more than mother and son, aren't we?
We talk about everything.
We've seen the videos, we know.
Oh no, you didn't see the stuff that landed on the cutting room floor. Last night we were up until, 2 a.m. talking about, stuff.
Right, we'll leave it at that. Riyadh, we're so proud of you. I'm delighted that you could take the time at Zeminar to come back to Spin and have a chat with us, and your gorgeous mum, Lorraine, as well. Great to have you guys. Riyadh Khalif, of course, you can find him on YouTube, on Twitter. You can find him everywhere. Just Google him. There's only one Riyadh Khalif. Thank you so much. Great to have you.